I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
And my name is Jacob, aka Dino El Magico.
And back by popular demand, and mainly our popular demand.
Yeah, to be honest.
we had such a good time talking with him last week. We've got Dom back. What's up, Dom?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. Good.
Glad to have you back again, especially with all the stuff that's going on. It's nice to get like another person, you know, another opinion on everything that's going on. So
yeah, this is definitely going to be a jam-packed episode.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, with that being said, so this week we're going to skip over Venture Cup and Sylph stuff, because between our in-game news and everything that just came out for Season 8, we want to make sure we go over that and get everybody ready to go for, well, this will come out Wednesday, so hopefully. Maybe I'll try and put it out on Monday if I can get it done, just so that people can hear it, or Tuesday. That way, we're not 2 days into Season 8, and
then it
comes out like, hey, you should have done this.
That's true.
So, but other than that, how was your week, Dino?
It was good, relaxing. Like I told you guys right before we started the episode, that I haven't really like been playing as much, and Dom made fun of me for it. But you know, it's just better. You know, like I have like no initiative either, because you know we did Kanto this first half of the season. I kind of feel like if they would have like done something different, you know, kind of change things up, maybe it'd be a little bit better. But you know, it is what it is. Some people are playing just to get the dust. I play every now and then, and just, you know, preparing for next season, basically.
Nice, nice. How about you, Dom?
Yeah, I've been playing every day, having fun, getting that dust, trying out a couple Pokemon. I think last night, playing around with Shadow Gyarados, came to found out that it's super, super squishy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, there was a couple people online that were playing around with Dragon Breath users, so I was like, well, let's try Gyarados, and yeah, it's a little too weak. Fun, but weak.
Yeah, I've never used him in Great League. I have one that's like a 98%, but it's mainly, I think I've used him in Ultra, so I would be interested to see how squishy he gets in Great League.
Yeah, just a heads up, Shadow Gyarados takes probably 65% damage from Alolan Sandslash Ice Punch. It hits.
Ooh. You gotta take the risk, though.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's funny. It's good to know.
So I spent pretty much my week just grinding. I got two more Pokestops around my office approved.
Wow.
Oh boy.
So I have three Pokestops.
Three lures.
Yeah, I have three Pokestops all within range of my gacha.
Oh my god.
So
There's literally no excuse for you not to send gifts now.
Yeah, no, I'm my gifts are filled up. I put lures on everything and dropped star pieces and threw my gacha on, and every like hour when it would disconnect, start it back up. And that's literally all I've been doing all week, is just grinding.
It's what the gacha's been doing all week.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, I do have to work at some point. But yeah.
But that's awesome.
So that's pretty much it. Yeah. I mean, I was able in a week. Yeah, I was able to put up. I didn't power anything up except for one Pokemon that I posted in the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
The Altaria, entire time. Right? Yeah, the Altaria. I didn't power anything up, so I literally was just stockpiling my Stardust plus like GBL and all that. Mm-hmm. So I actually was able to hit in a week of grinding, well, gacha grinding, let's see, maybe like 8-9 hours a day.
Right.
I did spend quite a bit to get the star
let's,
pieces.
Let's leave that out.
Yeah, to get the star pieces. And then also, I think what Tuesday was Azumarill or Meryl. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 2x Stardust. So I stayed at work later and for that hour. I was able to hit 1,000,000 in a week.
Nice.
1,000,000.
Yeah.
What the heck is it? How, when was the last time you hit that mark?
I've never hit it before.
Ever.
Ever.
Oh, wow.
Never hit that.
That is insane.
Yep, I hit that and then instantly spent almost 400.
Was it worth it, though?
Well, we'll see come Ultra League if it's worth it, because I maxed out my 100% Altaria.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Nice.
That was your first XL, too.
Yep, and it's best buddied and it's ready to go.
Damn. Nice.
That's awesome.
All right, so let's go ahead and get the show started and just throw a whole bunch of information at everyone listening and jump right into the in-game news.
It's the in-game news!
All right, so lots of stuff to go over. So the way we're going to kind of break this down is we're going to go over in-game stuff as far as like everything outside of the GBL announcements. We're going to do that in the GBL section. So right now we're just going to kind of focus on some of the things that came out. We did talk about Gible Community Day last week. Nothing really, I think, has changed. I think everyone's still half and half, maybe. I know there's a lot of people who are like super psyched about it. Some people are just like, meh.
Yeah, which is next week already, next weekend.
Yeah, next Sunday. So
that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I've got a hundo, so I just want to get it.
Do you ever have, like, I think we mentioned this like a couple of times, where you ever like have that one Pokemon that just like maybe just came out, and then you just happen to get like the hundo. Like for me, it was, I don't know if it was like Torchic or one of those Pokemon when it first came out. And I got a hundo, and I just got too excited, and I evolved it like all the way through. And then that's happened to me a couple of times with so many Pokemon, and I just instantly regret it once like the community comes out.
Yeah, I did that with Blaziken.
Oh.
During the December event, because he's got, what is it, Stone Edge?
That's the
community day move that I had, right?
For Blaziken? No, it was Blast Burn.
It was Blast Burn, but I think Stone Edge was just a legacy move. I don't know.
A legacy move?
Yeah, a lot of people got lucky getting it, but then I think it's open to get it with TM now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a daily TM. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know. But I got like super excited and evolved it all the way, and I was just like, wait, why did I do this? It's not.
That's funny.
I got 100% Swirlix this week.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Like, you're still like contemplating.
I mean, it's ranked number one for Ultra League. I just don't know. I don't know.
Was
it
like
going to be anything?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but like, I wonder if is that one of the Pokemons that learned that fast move that it was out by Pokemon Miners?
Mm.
It was like Fairy Wind? Was it maybe? Was I don't recall, because then if like that's the case, maybe it might be like worth evolving if it learns it. Hmm. But I don't recall like the list of all the fairies that learned it.
No, I think so. I think Slurpuff was,
because I know one Togekiss was.
Yeah, Slurpuff. And... Slurpuff is one. So ooh, maybe we'll see when it, what's it called, when that move comes out, if it's going to be worth putting in the dust and candy for.
Because it learns Flamethrower, because then if it does get that, it would be great against Steel.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, it'll take that, what, that Togekiss roll without the flying weakness.
Exactly. For sure. So,
that'll be nice. That would be nice. So they announced a whole bunch of stuff. So we're going to kind of burn through it real quick. So they announced GoFest for this year.
Woo!
Which is awesome. I think this is, you know, pretty cool. I like this one with like the whole music theme, obviously. I'm definitely getting the rock. What is it? The rock Pikachu?
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks so dope.
Pikachu. I want both of them. But I don't know. I got to figure out how I can do that, because I don't know if they're going to be able to trade those.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be able to evolve. That'd be like, no. How would it look like with Raichu?
No. So that came out. So that news came out on the 27th, so a couple days ago. So that is going on July 17th and 18th. And some of the cool things that are going on about it. The first cool thing is they dropped the price significantly for tickets, which is awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah. Well,
considering the price from last time.
Yeah. Well, it saves me a lot of money, because I had to buy 4 tickets last year. Like mine, yeah, I remember. And my 3 kids. And it was quite expensive. So $5 is definitely much easier on my pocket.
Is the same price as one from last year for you now.
Yeah.
That's exactly awesome.
And what's even cooler is, because I have an Android, I can,
you get discounts. I was going to say that, don't you? Like, or get coupons.
I used my Google Play coupon thing. So I only paid like $1.99 for my GoFest ticket.
Oh, you got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was like, I'm
is
not
that even a question?
Yeah, I didn't want them to like come back and be like, oh, you can't use this on GoFest ticket. I was like, just do it now before they do something.
Right. That's funny.
So did you guys get a chance to like look at everything that they put out?
I watched a few YouTubers doing videos on this, so I got some knowledge on it. So it was a lot.
Same here.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we'll just kind of highlight like some of the PvP relevant stuff that's going on. Obviously, I mean, it's a great time to get your shinies and Stardust and all that. So they're doing the hour thing again, but instead of like how they did grass, fire, water, however they did it last year, they're going to do it by habitats.
Right.
Which, from what I understand, is very similar to like when you go to like the in-person GoFest in Chicago. Okay. So the four habitats, we got jungle, desert, ocean, and cave. So in the jungle, two that they pointed out that like stood out to me, in every habitat they put like PvP relevant Pokemon like to list, which I thought was pretty cool, because you know we've always had that kind of inclination that they're pushing, you know, they're going to start opening up GBL and that to like an e-sport and taking it a little more serious. And I think with putting like PvP relevant Pokemon in, you know, the write-up for their biggest event of the year gives me more hope that it's gonna kind of explode. So in jungle, they put Scyther and Froakie. So if you don't have your Greninja yet, this will be a good time to get those Froakie candy for that. Desert is gonna have Skarmory, Shieldon, and Hippopotamus.
That sounds right.
Hippopotamus. And then ocean, we're gonna have Dratini, Swablu, and Alolamola.
Oh, I love that name.
Cave, we'll have Galarian Stunfisk, Dino, and Roggenrola. Of course, there's going to be more, but those are the ones that they are kind of highlighting. And then you're going to have, if you have a ticket, the cool thing is those habitats are going to be for people who don't have tickets as well.
Okay.
But if you have a ticket and you drop a incense, you're going to get in the jungle. So in all of them, you're going to get the unknowns, which is F and G, and they can both be shiny. For jungle, you're going to get Leafeon, Superior, and Chatot.
I think
it's the regional bird.
It looks like right. I just realized that. Yeah. I completely forgot about that one.
Yeah. So that'll be good. That'll be fun. And Ludicolo. So you've got three fully evolved Pokemon, which is awesome for Dust, and then a regional. Desert, we've got Flareon, Tyranitar, Flygon, and Throw. Throw?
Yeah.
Throw.
Thor? Sure.
Thor.
I thought about Thor.
Yeah. I was on last night, I recorded with Pokemon Go Radio as a guest, and when we were talking about the community day, we realized something that now with Garchomp, Flygon, I think just became super irrelevant.
I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely.
Because Garchomp is definitely, it's the same typing.
Yeah.
You know, Dragon Ground, but it's definitely a better Pokemon than Flygon. So.
For sure.
R.A.P. Flygon. This will be your last go around. Ocean, we're going to get Gyarados, Vaporeon, and Swak, which is another regional. It's the blue throw type counterpart.
Yeah.
And then Cave, we're going to get Umbreon, Gardevoir, Absol, and Galvantula. And those are going to just be for ticketed people when you drop your incense. So that right there, those are huge. I mean, every fully evolved is 300 Stardust. You know, with the star piece, you can get a good amount of
candies too because they're evolved. So
and XL potential,
Yeah,
exactly. So that's gonna be awesome.
Yep, especially with those Umbreon. It's gonna be awesome.
anything with Eevee related, I'm like double. You make sure I catch with a pineapple.
Yeah. So that's that. I'm trying to see if there's anything.
There's just a couple shinies, but they're a cool, I guess, flex. I mean, I've used the Timple.
Oh yeah,
the last evolution of it. I've used it a couple times, and it's fun to use. That's gonna be a nice one. I'm gonna go for, especially shiny flex.
Yeah, is that a new one for GoFest?
Yeah,
she's gonna be one of the new shinies along with Whismur.
Okay.
And then a few other ones.
Seismitoad.
Yeah,
it's Seismitoad, yeah. Nice. It looks, really random color with it? With
it's like a, I think it's like a green color or something, though.
Yeah, that's why I want to get it.
Have you guys gotten the shiny Zigzagoon?
Yes.
No, I wish I did.
Oh, dumb.
I grinded for that one.
How many raids?
Probably did close to 100. Not gonna lie.
Oh my god!
And I got four.
That's not. That's. I'm just.
Oh, you got four.
Oh, okay. You got four. Okay. So that's not.
I was gonna say if you got one, I'm like, there's no way I'm getting this.
I was gonna say because they're also bringing. Well, talking about that Pokemon, aren't they gonna do a one with that has a special costume during the event?
Yeah, there'll be a costume one.
What I was actually talking to somebody I wonder if that. Who knows if that one is gonna be with the costume? Is it gonna be able to evolve?
I don't think so. I'm gonna say no.
I don't think so.
Cause if it is, I'll go for it because it's dope. But I don't think so either. Just cause some of them do, but then last time we were wrong about that one that we said that it can't evolve and it did.
Yeah, and then it did.
So I want to ask Dom, but I'm pretty sure I don't think it is just because it has three. It has to evolve twice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To get to, so I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either.
That would have been cool, though.
Yeah. I just want that the Obstagoon, the shiny Obstagoon. It looks like it's wearing that Miami Heat Miami Vice jersey.
Yeah. With, I was like, gonna say that. So dope.
So I was like, yeah, I need that. I need that thing.
I if anything, I'm probably gonna trade it at some point.
Yeah,
because I want it bad. Maybe Dom, since you know he has four.
He's got four.
you're on the waiting list now.
Oh, really? I had everyone. I had a feeling. Everybody wants that one.
Yep. So that's GoFest kind of in a nutshell. Obviously, you know, the other podcasts will probably get a little more in depth into what's going on with it. So if you want to hear that, check those out. Then they dropped also at the same time the June event schedule. And this thing is just packed with stuff. So first thing is they're doing like a makeup for the Shadow Zapdos with Giovanni, which I guess people didn't get it. I got one, but I'll take a third one, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have a good one, that'd be your third chance to get a good IV one.
Yeah. So that's going on starting June 1st through June 17th. So if you didn't get a chance to get one of those, get one. It's always good to have. Then the research breakthroughs for June is going to be Clamp Pearl.
Nothing exciting about that, at least to my knowledge.
No, I mean, I think Huntail evolves is one of the evolutions. It's like one of those
two
weird ones where you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So, and I know, I think Huntail is like the only one you would want out of it.
Yeah, even then,
I don't even really know how much you'd want that. But the cool thing that I like that they're doing is, along with the Clam Pearl, you're also going to get a remote raid pass.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That's cool.
Oh, yep. That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, I was like,
so
4 or 5 this month? Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be able to, you'll have potential of getting 5 free remote passes. Now, I don't know if they're going to allow you to stack those, because I think, what is it, 3 or 4?
I think it's 3 or 4, yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to let you stack them, or
just make sure to use them.
Yeah. So there's that, and then twice the XP. So if you're on the XP grind, you'll get that as well. The Regis are coming back on the 1st through the 17th, and I guess, I mean, I've had my fill of them, but if you don't have a decent Registeel or Regirock, I don't think Regice has ever really been significant in anything, but I know Regirock and Registeel.
I feel like Registeel, there's going to be a lot, because there's a lot of people that, like, you know, not like just excluding Dom for a second, like there's people that do over like 100 raids a day, and I know a lot of people got stacked with XL candies for Yveltal, I think it was, or one of the, all, like, basically all the legendaries. So there's going to be a lot of, I feel like, Registeels in Ultra League this coming season.
Yeah. You think it's going to have any relevance in Great League again?
Maybe.
I think so.
Now that is, you know, that little change that it had in his move.
It's funny, because when I saw that, I was like, oh, I guess the Regis are coming back. And then
that's being, what I was,
like, around this, exactly like the same thing. All the Regis are coming back.
I just,
that's going.
I just wonder if you're able to get Regirock underneath that 1500 CP, you know, for Great League.
Yeah, I think there was you had to like be trading it with somebody that's not even like good friends or something like that. Like, try to get that low IVs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got, I think I did like 5 trades of it one time and I got one of them. Unless if it was a research one, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I think it was a research. I wasn't playing the game at that time. Because when I started seeing those videos online with Regirock in Great League, I was like, oh, I want one. And yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's a possibility.
Yeah, well, maybe, because I know if you hit level 20, you get whatever the 5-star raid is as your encounter, a possibility for that. So I wonder if you hit that, and these are still in there, if it's going to be like over that 1500 or under the 1500, since it's not technically a raid that you're doing for it. So I don't know. That would be cool.
We'll have to see. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it says from the 17th through the 30th, there'll be a surprise legendary Pokemon that will be appearing in raids.
Interesting.
No idea. It could be, let's see, we did X and Y, so it could be the Z. Since they just did X and they did Y, so
you think so?
I mean, the Z Pokemon,
Could be. I mean, it does kind of make sense.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't want to say it and then it not happen, and then I lose my credibility of saying happen.
Better not to say anything.
they'll give us like, maybe. They'll give us one of those dragon legendaries that we don't want at all again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So there's going to be some mega ones. The one, let's see, there's that. There's megas. Then we've got 5 spotlight hours. We've got Tuesday. We got Dweeble, which is twice the XP for catching. That's good if you need a Crustle, if you don't have one. I'm going to try and get the shiny. I've never gotten a shiny from a spotlight hour, but I'm going to try because I want.
I wonder if the rate like for a shiny during that hour is like changed or the same, because I feel like I haven't gotten one either.
I feel like it's decreased.
I know, like, I feel like it, but, you know, we could be wrong or we're just unlucky.
No.
I mean, I don't know if Dom got one because he's staying quiet.
Yeah.
He did get it.
Usually grinds the entire hour, I can possibly get one. Usually I would get one.
Oh my God.
But that's like a, let's say you do grind the whole hour, you know, what, you're catching 100?
At least, yeah. I do have the gacha on, and then I'm just shiny checking as I'm going. So.
Yeah. So. I mean, let's say you're catching at least 100 and you're only getting one, like 1 out of 100. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, if I can't necessarily like sit down and catch Pokemon, then I have the gacha. So maybe it runs away during that time the gacha gets it. I won't know, and I don't want to get salty, so I don't check my journal.
Me either.
Check
it. No.
Because there was one time I had the gacha on and I was doing the same thing as Dom, like shiny checking. And then all of a sudden, like I see the little, you know, the little arrow that points when it's going to catch, like the gacha is going to catch something. So I see the arrow on that Pokemon I checked, and I checked it still, and it was shiny, and it ran away because the gacha didn't catch it. I was so mad, and ever since then, I don't even check my journal anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So next week, the week after, we've got Abra on the 8th, and that will be twice the catch candy.
Mm-hmm.
So, meh. I mean, I think everyone's got at least one shiny and from the community day and then everything else. So, that's meh. Then June 15th, we've got Slowpoke. You will earn twice the candy for transferring Pokemon. I love Slowpoke, so that one I'll take part in.
I'm excited because of what's gonna be happening for it.
Yep. And then June 22nd we've got Swinub, and that's twice the XP for evolving. So if you don't have a Mamoswine or what is it, Piloswine?
Yeah, Piloswine. I don't know. But definitely gonna be good for Master League for XL candies.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then this is the one that I was kind of like, meh, even though it is the twice, you know, 2x Stardust. It's just because this thing is so freaking hard to catch. It's Aipom, and that's on the 29th. And I don't know, man, I have such a hard time catching those things in general, like even without a gacha. Like, I don't know how it's going to be super challenging.
What is the last evolution for it? I forget, like, the name of it.
Ambipom,
I think. Actually, I don't even remember. I was just trying to check to see, like, if it's, like, ever going to have, like, a relevance, you know, in PvP.
It's the fast moves that's holding it back.
That's why I was, like, thinking, like, if, you know, maybe. Like, I always say for, like, spotlight hours, just to, like, if you do get a good PvP something. Because, like, there isn't that many great, except for, like, 2 or 3. From that list that we just mentioned that could be relevant. or just like a spice pick. Because I use Alakazam during the Kanto just because. I think so, actually it was, I got it from Astro to start using Alakazam because it was so, I don't know, it's just Alakazam, you know? Like it's, I've always liked to use it when I watched it in the show, in the TV show. So.
And people forget that it has counter if you have a community day one. So yeah. When you roll up with Abra with counter and you're throwing, what is it?
Lickitung.
Fire. Or,
oh, yeah. Or what is it called? Snorlax against it sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it still struggles. I still get scared to see it just because it has lick, but like it still like kind of does a lot of damage to them too because of the counters. So yeah. It's fun to see that. And especially like if you've been going against like a rock type. Oh, I think I ran across like some like golems or gravelers, and that was fun.
Hmm. So I looked up Ambipom on PvPoke. I mean, it's like way down there. It's like in the 600s.
Oh yeah, that's horrible.
This poor thing.
Yeah,
fast moves, scratch, and astonish.
Yep,
astonish. Right.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Charge moves, hyper beam, low kick, low sweep. And Aerial Ace.
Dude, that is probably one of the worst movesets, fast and charge, I've ever seen.
And if you purify it, then you'll have return. So, according to PvPoke, your ideal moveset is scratch, Aerial Ace, and return. And I'm like, man, this is terrible. And the stats aren't even... 133 attack, 99 defense, 124 stamina, and that is for, I think, rank one, maybe? Somewhere in there?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, that's really bad. And then I looked at its key wins, and I was like, so key wins, it beats Galvantula pretty well in a one shield. Mew, Honchkrow, Electros, and Electivire.
Some random Pokemon towards the end, but you know, still like Mew's really PvP relevant in Great League.
Yeah, and so is Galvantula. And I'm just like,
so I'm like, how does it beat it? I don't get it. I'm curious.
Yeah, but it loses to like your top Azumarill, Galarian Stumpfist, Swampert, Skarmory, Marowak. So not anything you really want to be like investing in.
It literally needs like addition to the fast moves, addition to the charge moves, like it needs help in every direction.
Yeah,
the monkey may have a chance in remix.
Oh man, yeah, that's funny. In remix, maybe because as I say, like all those Pokemon that I lose to are not gonna be there.
Yeah,
if you want to troll people, let's do that.
Yeah, well, and then the shadow one is actually almost exactly 100 spots better. With the same moveset, except instead of return, they have low sweep. Galvantula, Venusaur, Chirum, Zangoose, and Shadow Zapdos are its wins.
Okay.
So you get that 20% increase in attack, but then the 20% decrease in defense on an already low defensive Pokemon.
Right.
And it's 50,000 Stardust to get a second charge move. It's not something I'm gonna be. If you want to, please send us videos of it because I would like to see it.
But yeah,
I'm not gonna be anywhere near that. I'll try and get as much as I can with the double Stardust, but yeah, that's about it. We've got June Community Day next Sunday. That's the Gibble, which we talked about. So there's a couple events. There's three events that they put in here that are coming up. I'm going to go order of least interesting to most interesting. So least interesting, in my opinion, is the Solstice event.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the 17th through the 20th. It's honestly not interesting because they didn't tell me what's happening. It just said they're switching the hemispheres. So I don't know. Normally with these, don't you see a lot of, what is it, Solrock, and
that's what happened, I believe, last year, right?
Yeah.
Or the year before? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't need any more of those in my life. I've got enough. So, and they didn't put, like, it says look out for more details on the 16th, so maybe they'll come up with something good. The next one It doesn't have a name. It just has a bunch of question marks. And all it says is trainers will be able to sink their two front teeth into an unexpected event June 25th through July 1st. And I'm pretty sure that this is Bidoof. Because like, I don't know any other Pokemon with really big front teeth.
I was going to say, like, I mean, yeah, I can't think of any myself, but I was going to also mention, like, is it really going to be an event on just Bidoof for, like, 6 days?
That's what it Why not? Sounds like to me. I mean, I think it's better than, what's it called, giving it a community day. I know a lot of people have, like, joked about it, about there being a Bidoof community day, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't put it past Niantic.
Would Raticate be a Pokemon that has one or two? Because, like, it's questionable when I see it.
Wouldn't it be one?
One.
That's what I'm saying, because, like, it just looks like it has a line in the middle of it, so I wasn't sure.
Oh.
But I don't know. Either one is still... I'd rather have it that point, Bidoof.
That would be terrible. Oh my gosh, that would be so bad if it was...
See, now Bidoof sounds that much better.
That. Yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, I don't mind it.
Well, I mean, I would be interested to see what they're going to do with it.
Or maybe it's both.
No, boy.
Yeah. It is expensive to, like, evolve it and then power it all the way up. It's like one of those weird ones where it's like, if you get a good IB one, I think it was like almost 100,000 Stardust to get them up to Great League level.
I was enjoying using Bidoof in that one cup. So I don't know
Bib Barrel or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The evolve form.
Yeah.
I enjoyed using it because it was like a hard, like pretty hard counter for like Froslass.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun to see like them like struggling with it.
Yeah. I like it. It's fun. It's fun to just throw it out there and see how people react, you know.
Yeah.
So
you see that little weird Pokemon just like attacking you.
Yeah. That's almost like when you see like someone throw out a Linoon, or I saw one time, what is it, the little ferret?
Oh yeah. I already forgot about it. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know if it has like good fast moves or charge moves, but
for it,
I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick attack, brick break, hyper beam. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not terrible, but yeah, no, it's one of those things. So that'll be fun. I want to see if they're doing Raticate. I'll just close the game for 6 days. I mean, they just did Raticate the Alolan one for this event, so
yeah.
I don't really need any more. I already had a good one, so I don't really need
I still to have do. A lot of candies from like the first year of Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I think I have like almost like 2,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. So that's that. So we'll see what that turns out. So now the next one that I enjoy is called A Very Slow Discovery. That's going to run June 8th through June 13th. And this is going to be a debut of three Pokemon: Galarian Slowpoke, Galarian Slowbro, and Mega Slowbro. So this event will be themed around lazy and active Pokemon that will include a collection challenge featuring Slowpoke and others. So I have a feeling we're going to see Vigoroth. What is it? What's the first stage
of Vigoroth? Slakoth? No?
Yeah.
Slakoth?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Slakoth.
Yeah. So, wait, no.
Yeah.
Isn't Slakoth the final?
Nope, Slaking is the final. Slakoth.
Yep. Slaking. Yep. So I have a feeling we're going to see those. So that'll be good. You'll see, you know, obviously Slowpoke, both forms. So
Snorlax,
yeah. Oh, that's good. I forgot. Yeah. Maybe we'll get the sleeping Snorlax again. That would be fun.
I hope they bring back Munchlax.
It's been a minute since that's been able to that's been around. So that would be cool.
It would be.
It'd be nice to get one in the event. And then even though I traded Dino like three for three. I think it was like three of them.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about Galarian Slowpoke is its typing. So it is a psychic poison. Am I right?
Yes. So it would be neutral against psychic, right?
And then... Yeah. Psychic poison. I thought it was psychic poison water, but it's psychic poison, which is an interesting typing.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, some of the news that's come out. So that'll be cool. And then Galarian Slowbro is the same thing. And then the Mega Slowbro, have you seen what Mega Slowbro looks like? It's hysterical. It is the funniest thing. Like, it's just a Slowbro it just has like a shell wrapped around it.
Just ready to be shot out of it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like little arms are sticking out. It's awesome. I like it. I don't know if they put out the moveset for Galarian Slowpoke and Slowbro yet. Did you see anything?
I don't think so.
So let's see. I'm going to try and see what we've got in just the main series game. Because I know... I don't even think I have one of these in my... in Sword and Shield. So we've got Acid. Let's go with Galarian Slowbro. Signature move is Shell Sidearm. So let's see. Of course, I had to find the one website that's like...
Yep.
So it can learn Yawn, Confusion, Acid, Tackle, Zen Headbutt, and I think that's it for fast moves. Then charge moves would be, let's see, Water Pulse, Surf, Psychic, and I think that's it that's in the game right now. There's a couple in here that aren't. Let's see. There's some in the TMs. It can learn Hyper Beam, Ice Punch, Icy Wind. Ooh, Icy Wind.
Hmm.
Brick Break, Mud Shot. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine if it was Mud Shot?
It would be crazy.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. So, I mean, from the main series game, it has a decent move pool, so I'd be interested to see what they're actually going to put on it. I'm going to go with it's probably going to have Confusion and a water-type move, probably, even though it doesn't really have a lot of water-type moves that are in the game, like, from what I'm seeing. So, as long as it's not Zen Headbutt and Tackle, like they do, like that combination... With most, like, Pokemon, it's...
It's like, at least give it Poison Jab, if anything.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah, okay. So, I think it'll be, like, 8 Acid and Confusion, and then probably Zen Headbutt, just to, like, round off and give it 3. So, that'll be interesting. I'm pretty psyched about that. So, that is pretty much June's event in a nutshell, and I'm just trying to see if there's anything else before we go over to GBL, but I don't see anything. All right. Yeah, I think, did you see any, did I miss anything, Dom?
I don't think so. I think that's mostly everything as far as in-game.
Yep. All right. So now let's get into the bulk of the episode, and let's jump into our GBL section. So, GBL, they announced Season 8 that starts on Monday, May 31st. So, this Monday coming up tomorrow, I would tell everyone to remember to pop a star piece before you claim your rewards. but
we'll definitely send it out on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on our Discord.
But this one is probably different. It's different, but it's probably the most exciting season that I've I'm super excited about this season. They've put so much into it. So let's just kind of jump right into it. So there is a new Pokemon that they are putting behind a GBL wall, if you want to call that. And that's Minfu. So that is the martial arts Pokemon. It's a pure fighting monotype. It does evolve into Minxiao. I don't know. The cool thing that they did is, even though it is behind a GBL wall, like they kind of did with the blue Frillish, they lowered the rank. So now you get that at rank 5. I think Frillish was what, rank 10?
I actually might want to say it was higher.
Or higher, yeah.
Yeah, I think they made it probably at rank 19.
Yeah.
I don't know if I recall correctly. But it was definitely a lot higher than the one. Rank 5 is great. Anyone can get it.
Exactly. And when I was looking at it, that was one of the things that I kind of looked when I looked at the rewards and the encounters, is they're giving us good Pokemon at lower levels. And I think that is to really get more people to play GBL. So
which also shows how they want to suck people more into PvP.
Yeah. So rank 1, right off the bat, as soon as you hit rank 1, you're going to get one guaranteed encounter with Machamp. So you're going to get a Machamp right off the bat. Boom. Which is a staple in both, and I think almost all three leagues, he's got play. And then from rank 1 up, you'll be able to encounter Machoke, Ariados, Sableye, and Snover. So you've got two evolutions, Sableye, which is always amazing, and then Snover, which evolves into Abomasnow. Then rank 5, you'll get the Minuf. Then rank 5 and up, you'll be able to get more of the Minuf and all the other Pokemon that just, that were mentioned in the rank 1. So Machoke, Ariados, Sableye, those. Rank 10, you will get encounters with Toxicroak, Stunfisk, Frillish, and all the other ones, previous, which is cool. Toxicroak, I want to get a Hundo. It's the only one I don't know. I got a shiny Krogunk this week. So,
yeah. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's the only one I'm missing now is just the Hundo. So there's that. And then male Frillish. Rank 15, Skarmory, Scraggy, and Rufflet. I think I'm okay with Rufflet.
Yeah, I think I've gotten so many. I'd rather get Sableye in that rank instead of Rufflet.
Yeah. And then rank 20, you'll get your legendary, whatever's in the 5-star raids at the time.
So wait, for that, actually, now that I think about it, if the Regis are still there, when you get encountered through the GBL, aren't they at a lower level?
Yeah.
Or are they the same level?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about that. So
I mean, it may still be a higher CP, but I know the IVs are lower when it's...
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah. Let's see. Veteran rank, you'll be guaranteed a Gible encounter, which, we're getting Community Day. And then expert, you're going to get a guaranteed Dino encounter. And then your legend rank, you're going to get a guaranteed Pikachu Libre. And that's, the normal thing. So, these encounters, just that alone, that's incentive for anybody to play. Your collectors are going to play now because they're going to hit rank 5, just to get the Pokemon that they couldn't get any other way. So
right,
I think it's cool. I like it. I like that they're really pushing GBL.
It's going to be nice.
Yep, can agree.
So Great League is going to start the 31st, so Monday, and that'll run through June 14th. Then we will go into Ultra League and Ultra League Premier. That'll be the 14th through the 28th of June. Then on the 28th, it'll switch over to Master League and Master League Classic. And then the cup that they're going to run is the Element Cup. And that'll run the 28th of June through July 12th. Mm-hmm. It will also be twice the Stardust from Win Rewards at the end of each set during this time. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Did you look at the Element Cup?
I took a glance at it without trying to get mad or anything about, you know, the 500 CP mark.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's fun. It's the little cup, but with like a whole bunch of like exclusions. So it's
a lot.
A 500 CP cap, and you can only use fire, water, and grass type Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Now, Pokemon that have multiple types are allowed. So if it's like water, ground, or, you know, something like that, fire, fighting, those are allowed as long as it has fire, water, or grass. So I think it's going to be fun. I like that they're bringing back Little Cup, I guess, but they're getting rid of Bronzer and, you know, whatever
else. A bunch of like the annoying ones.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Stuff like that. Everyone remembers the annoying Pokemon from that cup. Mm-hmm. But basically what I've been telling everyone, start saving your Stardust for that event.
Yeah.
Because it's either that or the Master League. And I'm not going to play the Master League, so I have to play that one.
Yeah. What do you think? Because obviously with this, it's probably the Pokemon that are going to be relevant are probably Pokemon that you've already transferred out. Or mm-hmm. evolved. So what have you looked into it? Do you have like a Pokemon, like one Pokemon that, you know, maybe people should be looking for?
I actually tried to like search up a little bit actually, but not many people have things like about it, not even like PvP poke. So like that kind of tells you something. Mm-hmm. I may have to like do my own, like I may have to like power up something new because I was looking at the stuff I have and most of the stuff were things that we used for the previous one. And like the actually one that I had a lot of fun with on the previous cup was Barbacoa, whatever it's called, the one that the first from evolution Wishcash. Yeah. And that reminded me a lot of Wishcash himself because it has Mudshot, Mud Bomb, and Ice Beam, which actually has a better second move than Blizzard. So I actually really enjoy playing with that one. And another spammy one, obviously all my water and ground types, is Wooper. Wooper, Mudshot, Body Slam, and Mud Bomb.
Yep.
Like, it's spammy as heck.
Yeah. Trying to think what Bulbasaur would probably have a decent play. So Vine Whip, Power Whip, Seed Bomb, Sludge Bomb. So
yeah, it's just probably like too many grass. I don't know actually if...
Well, it's a grass...
Actually, yeah.
It's still grass poison, even at the...
Right. No, the I'm saying one, like so. Like compared to Turtwig. Turtwig has Razor Leaf, Seed Bomb, and Body Slam. So it's, you know, something different. Mm-hmm. I don't know if like people will see a kind of like, you know, grass hole thing with the Razor Leaf.
Yeah.
But that has that. And then also Vulpix has Ember and Flame Charge.
Yeah, Vulpix I think is still gonna be viable. I'm still looking at I think also Seal is gonna be cool. I think Slowpoke, because it's gonna be around.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that one. Someone mentioned a flying water ducklet, maybe.
Yeah.
It was. And there's a bunch of things that are gonna be coming up. It's gonna be nice though, because like someone mentioned in one of the chats that it's going to be rock, paper, scissors, like, you know, type of thing, like really RPS type of cup, because it is. I mean, like, you know, one beats the other and the other one beats, you know, sort of type of thing. So it's still, I feel like it's going to be fun for like a few days, and I feel like I might get bored of it.
Yeah. I think just because of the pure fact that they're cheaper to power up and get a second move, I think starters are going to be... Your starters are probably going to be pretty prominent, since it's only like 10,000 Stardust to put a second move on it, and they're normally not that hard, you know, that expensive to power up. Whereas Slowpoke has, you know, a decent move set, but it's also, what is it, 50,000 Stardust for a second move.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to put 50,000 Stardust into a 500 CP Pokemon. I don't mind doing 10, but 50, I think that's going to be, it's going to be a little rough.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. I think it was like Vulpix is one that's 50, for example. So maybe Astro's not going to be running a Vulpix. I don't know. Now, well, he does have a lot of Stardust now. So
I do.
I don't know.
No. Not for this. No, I will probably run starters. I will try and make it work with the starters.
I think maybe Chinchou would be another interesting pick, being water and electric. But that's 50,000.
Yeah.
But what's his moves? Like, does he have a decent fast move? Is this like Spark?
Spark, and he had Bubble Beam. I'm just checking from the app. I haven't looked through PvPoke, but I think someone threw around that name too.
Interesting.
Spark. So it's Spark or Bubble, and then Thunderbolt, Bubble Beam, Water Pulse. So that could be an interesting one.
There's going to be definitely a lot like that are not being mentioned right now, but, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun.
I wonder if you have like a decent Mantyke, maybe? Because I think that comes in under, what's it called? Under 500 if you have one.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a decent amount of stuff that we can have fun with. And
yeah,
there's definitely going to be a lot of, I feel like running like one of each is going to be a little hard to run, but, or maybe it might be the thing to do, but I feel like we'll see like a lot of ABB teams just because, you know, that way you have like a backup for something else.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be like that one safe swap that probably can't think of right now, but there's always usually is for every like cup.
Yeah. I just pulled up Mantyke. So the stats are like ridiculous. Its defense is 163.
Jeez.
And it runs Bubble, Ice Beam, Water Pulse, and Aerial Ace. So there is
a lot of selection now looking at it.
It's gonna be fun.
That could be a fun one. Yeah, it's gonna be good. So there's that. Then after that, then it rolls back into Great League, and then they're gonna bring back the Great League remix. But they're changing it, and they've already put out the list of Pokemon that are banned. So instead of 10, instead of like the day before, instead of 10 Pokemon this time, they're doing 20, which is awesome. In my opinion, if you're going to do a cup like this, like this is the amount, like these are the ones that should be banned.
Yes, this is a great list that they made this time around.
Yeah. So I'll go over the list and, you know, I'd like to get both of your opinions on the ban list. So it's Venusaur, Alolan Ninetales, Alolan Marowak, Meganium, Azumarill, Politoed, Umbreon, Skarmory, Swampert, Pelipper, Vigoroth, Medichan, Altaria, Defense Form Deoxys, Bastiodon, Toxicroak, Scrafty, Galvantula, Galarian Stunfisk, and Talonflame.
Oof, that's a lot.
Definitely.
That's like it's like four teams that I run.
I was gonna say, like, that's my whole team right there.
Yeah.
Like, I think all my teams are there.
So what do you guys think of this ban list? Does it make you want to play it more, or make you want to stay away from it and just stick to, you know, regular Great League?
I guess, like, depending on how you want to see it. Like, for me, like, I kind of want to, because you guys, I don't know if you guys saw the requirements for each like rank from 1 to 20. It's a lot easier to rank up this time around. So what I'm aiming, like, personally, just so, like, I can have fun with these cubs that they have. It's kind of like in those 2 weeks of Great League, the first 2 weeks of Great League of the season, I try to hit legend then and have fun with the rest of like the stuff. And then, you know, you'll have time to have fun and also get like higher up in the leaderboard, which I wasn't able to do last time. But that's how I'm seeing it. And if I can do that, I can definitely have fun with it for when that comes out, and I'll probably run it. If I somehow do not get legend before then, I'm probably going to run the open and maybe a few matches every now and then from that Great League remix. But I do like the list that it's a lot of Pokemon that literally everyone runs in their teams, at least one of them. So you're going to see more diversity like compared to like the last remix that there was.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Dumb?
I think the picks that they've used for remixes is awesome. It's definitely going to change the meta for sure. I mean, we were doing the spreadsheet with the exclusion of these Pokemon, and you're probably going to definitely expect the Diggersby, the Machamps, probably Cresselias for sure. Just because we've seen quite a bit from Season 7, the Lickitungs are going to be in there. I think Dragonair is also going to probably be a pick that we're going to see quite a bit, and our good old Abomasnow as well too. And just because we love our Charmers, we have Wigglytuff, and Goodra, I think, is going to be another crazy pick too, seeing these are like the recent Pokemon that's been used quite a bit. So I think it's going to be an interesting league for sure. I definitely want to probably play out for a whole week and see how I really feel about it, and maybe just jump back to regular open league.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Abomasnow wasn't in that list. So I feel like I see that all over the place.
Yeah.
It's funny too, because it says like the 20 Pokemon most used by trainers ace rank and up. So it's not just like, you know, anyone above like the 2500 ELO, which is great, but I'm also like surprised too, like you said, Abomasnow I feel like should have been one of them in that list.
Yeah. The one thing I noticed that also was, which was one of the things that I kind of mentioned the last remix, is they're banning the Alolan forms of Ninetales and Marowak, and then the Galarian form of Stunfisk, but not the counterparts. So they finally decided they knew how to write code and knew how to just get rid of, you know, those.
Just
so
that's too funny.
You'll have, you know, your Cantonian Ninetales and Marowak, and then your regular Stunfisk should still be available. I like it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, you know, when we see like the rankings and stuff like that come out, we'll get a little deeper into that. And then same thing with the Element Cup. So that's going to run July 12th through the 26th. Then after that, we've got Ultra League and Ultra League Remix. So they're doing the same thing that they did with Great League, just now with Ultra, which I like. I mean, it's pretty much the same. You know, it's going to be 20 Pokemon. They're not going to do the Ultra League Premiere. So you'll either have Ultra League Open or the Remix. So the same thing. There's going to be 20 Pokemon that are banned, and those are Venusaur, Charizard, Clefable, Poliwrath, Alolan Muk, Gyarados, Lapras, Articuno, Umbreon, Scizor, Swampert, Registeel, Empoleon, Togekiss, Giratina Altered Form, Cresselia, Escavalier, Talonflame, Melmetal, and Obstagoon. I'm not playing Remix. Like,
wait. So, like, that's what I was gonna say. Like, some people were saying, like, I'm not gonna play this at all. But, like, basically, this is like open Ultra League and open Ultra League Remix. So, it's either like you gotta play with like all those legendaries, you know, that are XL or whatever it is, or you gotta play the remix. Like, you don't even have an option to play Premiere for these 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, like, it's gonna be tough. That's why, that's another reason why, like, for this one, like, I'm not sure if I'll be prepared, just because, like, I don't play open Ultra League. I don't think I have any Ultra League legendary Pokemon that have a second move. So that's another reason why I'm trying to aim for legend before I get to this cup specifically. But if I had to choose between two, I had to play Remix, because I'd rather play something that doesn't have Giratina in it.
Yeah, I have a Giratina, so I'll be okay if I go into open. I mean, everything I run for Ultra is banned.
Really? Wait, oh, wait, wait. Almost wait, what is your team?
No, because I could still run my Snorlax and Gengar, because those weren't banned. But my Charizard's gone, Gyarados is gone. I was running, what was it, Gyarados? What was it?
Oh, wow. Wait, wait, wait. So Machamp isn't in the list.
Machamp's not in the list. It's going to probably be a...
Machamp isn't, but Poliwrath is? Like, is Poliwrath that popular in Open Ultra?
I don't know, because it's from Ace rank up, just like in...
That is insane to me, though. Like, that is crazy that it got picked over Machamp, to be honest.
I feel like it was information from, like, seasons ago, because that was the Pokemon with Ice Punch that, you know, was the answer to some of the legendaries.
Yeah, like some of the dragons, the flyings, because they would do some damage to like Togekiss, to Giratina, any other flying Pokemon, which there weren't that many, I guess, back then. But still, like, it just like kind of, you know, I'm a little confused, but you can still use Machamp. That's great for me because I have a Shadow one, so that's I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be really interesting. I mean, yeah, Machamp's going to probably be top in the list. Scrafty.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Galarian Stumpfist is going to probably sneak in there.
Oh, wow. It's not on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to probably see a lot of those and with counters with Machamp. Abomasnow is still going to be an option.
Another one.
There's a few people that may use Defense Form Deoxys as well, too.
I wonder who comes to mind.
I'm trying to think.
I'll be able to use my Altaria.
Yeah.
There you go. Right,
there we go.
I think that's going to definitely have play, I think. Dragonite.
Oh, okay.
This one too. No, I don't see it on the list. Dragonite's going to probably...
Yeah. Altaria does beat it, though. I feel like if I had to choose between the two, I'd definitely use Altaria over Dragonite. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I don't have
my my OG team of Gengar, Machamp, and Snorlax is still viable. So, okay. All right. Maybe I'll go to Remix. So, at least I have one team, and then I'll have Altaria that I can throw in there, too. So, okay. Now that we've talked it out, I'm okay with it.
I think even the Gallade and the Superior is going to make more of its entrance as well, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's gonna be quite a few. Now I'm thinking about it.
And Politoed.
Yeah. Politoed. Oh yeah, Politoed's another annoying one.
great.
I think another sleeper is going to be Arbor Mewtwo.
Yeah, someone mentioned that. That might be another one there too.
Articuno.
Articuno's there.
Yeah. Is it on the list?
Yeah, Articuno's on the list.
Yeah, it's on the list.
It is? Okay.
I thought for a second that Umbreon wasn't, and I'm like, oh god, but then I'm like, okay, thank god it's there. So there's gonna be quite a few.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be fun.
It'll be, yeah, now that I look at it, it's, yeah, okay, good. We talked it through.
It's like, Ash's like, chill now, I'm gonna play those 2 weeks now.
I think with the Remix Cup, it's gonna be, the meta is definitely gonna be changing every couple days, for sure.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's how it was with the Great League, Remix when it first started. It just changed like every 2-3 days, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some others it would be throwing my phone and stuff like that, but you know,
yeah,
you get over those moments.
Yeah. So after that, then that will end August 9th, and then we'll go into Master League, Master League Classic, and then Ultra League Premier. So they're going to put Ultra
back.
League Premier in with the Master League and Master League Classic. So that'll be fun.
Thank God.
And that will run from August 9th through the 23rd. And then they're also doing the 2x Stardust for win rewards during that period of time. And then the last week, the last is all three leagues will be back August 23rd. Through August 30th.
Yes, they didn't bring back Kanto this time around. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, the cool thing is what they did bring back, and I'm super excited about, is Go Battle Knights.
Yeah. And it's not just one, though.
Not just one. How many do we have, Dino?
That's three. That is awesome.
Three.
That is awesome, bro.
So first one will be this week, this coming week on the 3rd. Yeah, Thursday night from 6 p.m. to 11:59 p.m. local time. So I'm going to be tired Friday because I will try and play, you know, these whole sets. I think it's, 120 sets? 20 complete sets? It's 100 battles?
20 sets. Yeah, 100 battles. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing to note that they put here is it says, please note that the Stardust bonus during Go Battle Night will not combine with the 2x Stardust bonus for June. And that's just, I think, for the second Go Battle Night. But that's just on that one. You'll get, during the Go Battle Nights, you'll get 3x Stardust for winning battles. So that's going to be real nice. So the first one will be this Thursday. Then the next one will be July 11th. Same times, 6 to 11:59 p.m. local time. And then the third one will be August 26th. The same thing, 6 p.m. to 11:59 p.m. local time. I like that they're spreading it apart, like one a month, instead of trying to throw it all together in like a couple of weeks.
That is for sure. I mean, at the same time, too, it's like thinking about all this stuff that's happening in Season 8, just from GBL and then all the other research. We're going to be like playing nonstop.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's going to be awesome, though. Like, I remember the first one, like, I played the Flying Cup, because it was, I think the Flying Cup was on during that. I like that it's just going to be, let's see, so June 3rd, so it's going to be Great League. So July 11th is going to be the Element Cup or Master League Classic. And then the August 26th one is going to be all three leagues.
Yeah. So
I like that they're doing it in time periods that it gives you that option for something else. It doesn't, except for obviously, you know, this week's it'll just be Great League, but I don't think anyone will complain about that. But the other two, it gives you more than one option.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
So that's cool. So that's the Go Battle Nights. And then let's see. So some of the rewards. Let's see. So like Dino said, the rank up requirements have been adjusted. So they made it very clear in this that you'll be able to reach rank 20 quick, you know, faster, which is awesome for new players. It's going to make people play because now they don't have to have so many wins to get higher up. It doesn't say after that if anything has changed. So it's still probably going to be like your Elo after rank 20. So they put out the gym leader for Season 8 is Karina. She was the fighting gym leader from Pokemon XY. She's, what's it called? Like a roller derby type person.
Right.
So at Ace, you're going to get her gloves. Veteran, you'll get her shoes. Expert, you'll get the rest of the outfit. Legend, you'll get the pose. Pose isn't terrible. It's kind of generic, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I hit legend, I'm going to rock it regardless. So. At rank 19, you'll receive an elite charge TM, an elite fast TM for your end of season reward, and probably your Stardust and stuff like that. So that is cool. So that's what's going on in Season 8. So there's that. And then they also announced in the same thing, a move update. Move updates, new moves, which when this happened, like when this got announced, like I was getting tagged in Discord, I was getting tagged in our local chat. Like everyone was just like, he called it. And I was like,
Finally!
I guess. Yeah, I mean, eventually, you know, what is it? A broken clock is right twice.
Yeah.
Twice a day. So.
Oh, man.
It's a lot. So let's go over like what they added. They added two new moves. One is a weather ball rock type. And that will be available for Hippodon, which just turns this Pokemon into the ultimate anti-flyer. Because it runs what, Ice Fang, then this, and then I think what was
there? I think it has other Body Slam and Earth Power.
Yeah. So, you know, on top of it being a ground type Pokemon, like, this is just like, it'll have
more play, I think.
Especially since the other rock move that it was running was Stone Edge, so you don't want to, it takes too long with the Ice Fang to charge. And then Feather Dance is the other new move that's been added to the game, and that can be learned by Pidgeot. So it says, this elegant flying-type charged move will sharply decrease the opponent's attack stat. I don't know if this does anything for Pidgeot. I know a couple of people said it just makes it the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything really for it. So I feel bad, but, you know.
At least it's going to open up doors to other Pokemon that may have this move eventually. But sadly, Pidgeot, to have it first, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I don't think it's going to make any difference.
No, which is sad. So those were the two new moves added to the game. Before we go over the move buff for the typing, there was some moves added to Pokemon. So they added, for Ariados, they added Lunge to a charge attack pool, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That became a lot more interesting. It was already like a decent Pokemon to use, and now it just got even more interesting. Poison Fang can now be learned by Nidoqueen and Crobat, and then Cross Poison can be learned by Crobat as well. So those are all new charge attack moves for those Pokemon. And what's cool with like the two poison moves is they did a whole poison rework, which is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Especially with the increase in fairy Pokemon that have been, you know, all over the place. They're eventually going to be releasing a new fairy fast move. Like, you had to do something with poison to balance it out, because otherwise these things would just run amok everywhere. Before we do those, there's two moves that weren't poison that got reworked. Dragon Tail is now deals more damage, but generates less energy. I was seeing people were saying this will probably be like a clone of Charm. It'll be like a Charm clone.
Yeah, it's the only thing I can think of too.
So it doesn't do anything for this move. It makes it actually, I think, a little worse than it was already. So, and then they reboosted Focus Blast. So they debuffed it. They made it less. Now they brought it back up. So it says a charge attack now deals more damage. In my opinion, when I first saw this, I was like, oh, someone had mentioned, like, why did they drop it and now they're bringing it back up? And I was like, the first thing that popped in my head was, oh, they're going to bring the Regis back.
Right.
And then literally, like, in the same timeline that this came out, they put it, because, I mean, if Focus Blast still wasn't relevant on Registeel, would you be, like, so inclined to raid Registeel?
Of course not. I don't think so.
No. No. Yeah. So, but now that it's back to where it was, people are going to raid it a lot more than they were before. So they know what they're doing. They're smart. They're smart people over there, sort of, in Niantic.
And I think, like, having it debuffed from before with the Focus Blast, I think some people in the community were complaining how the Umbreons or the few other mons that were hit by Focus Blast actually survived. So I think having that boost still kind of balanced it out. Surely we're going to get the Registeels back in the and all the other Reggies, but I think it may balance things out considering the amount of XL bulk that we've been seeing the past couple seasons.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I agree. You know, that's that. So, like I said, you know, they redid the poison moves, which, again, is awesome. Like, I'm so excited about this because it makes poison Pokemon relevant, which they weren't really unless they had a dual typing. And even then, like, there's some dual types that had a potential, but because they ran poison moves, it was terrible. So before we go over, like, the Pokemon that this is going to affect, either positively or negatively, but I don't see it being negative for any of them, let's go over the changes in the moves. So we got Acid Spray. So Acid Spray will now require less energy to use, which it already used. It was already low energy, so making it even lower. Maybe they balance it out because it doesn't do as much damage. So that's a charge attack. Poison Jab, which is a fast attack, now deals more damage. Poison Sting, fast attack, now generates more energy. Cross Poison, a charge attack, now deals more damage and has a higher chance to sharply increase your Pokemon's attack stat. So it deals more damage and gives you the potential for an attack buff. Poison Fang, charge move, now has 100% chance to decrease your opponent's defense stat. So they did this right. Like, you know, in my opinion, they did this right. I don't know what you guys think, but in my opinion, they did it right. It did.
Did it? Do you feel like it took like too long for them to get to that point where they, yeah, at least they got to it? I mean, you know, I guess for the next thing that we wanted was for like ghost moves. I wonder how long they're gonna take for that.
Astonish.
Like, what was one of them that you mentioned? I think it was like Astonish or something like that. That like whatever it is. But point is, like, I just wonder like how long. I mean, at least they're somewhat listening. It might take them longer than than we want.
If you are in our Discord or if you're in our local Florida, South Florida chat, you kind of already know which Pokemon I'm like super psyched about using because I've posted it everywhere. And that is my boy, Ariados, the little spider guy. He just, in my opinion, is either jumped or is now on par with Galvantula as far as bug types go in Gray League.
So with like the new meme, like I'm the new Spooter.
This buff, the moves were you would run Infestation, Mega Horn, and Cross Poison. Like those were the preferred moves, which weren't terrible moves, they just were slow. You know, Infestation is a very slow move. It charges fast, but it's just very slow. Now, with this change, now you're going to want to run Poison Sting, Lunge, and Cross Poison, in my opinion. I don't think I would mess with Mega Horn now that it has Lunge.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, at least for I would do the same thing. Obviously, you're going to get like extremely hard countered by certain things, but overall, it's still going to be a great Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because your Poison Sting is going to generate more energy. So on top of that, it's not going to make it any slower than it is. And I don't think it's a slow move to begin with. Then with Lunge and Cross Poison, like, come on. You're going to get the debuff from Lunge. And then you're going to get the potential for an attack increase on your Pokemon. Like, it's going to make this thing, like, pretty dangerous, like if you come across it and it grabs any of those buffs or debuffs.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So
it's going to probably become more meta relevant, at least for the open leagues.
Yeah, for sure. Was there one that stuck out to you that you were like, oh, now I'm really excited?
I mean, I did like the Focus Blast, as oddly as it sounds, but going through the list, because I went to do some research. For Acid Spray, I think what's going to probably be kind of interesting for a spice pick would be Scrafty. Maybe someone that may use acid spray, maybe power up punch or the foul play, depending how low this energy that's going to now need just to throw the acid spray. I think with the poison jabs, being that's going to hit a little bit harder, I think Beedrill may have some play. I think even Sea King may have some fun again, the triple legacy, and Scolipede as well too, during those certain moves and situations.
The Scolipede and Beedrill were ones that we were talking about last night. Like, Beedrill just got a lot more dangerous.
For sure. I think, oddly, when I was doing the research last night, I don't even know if it's going to have any play, but I thought it was kind of funny. Conkeldurr in the previous evolution to it, I forgot the name, Girder. Yeah. It has Poison Jab. And then if it's going to have more damage, you know, who knows? You know, having a fighter with a poison, how it may work in the situation, maybe as like a safe swap kind of a situation.
Yeah.
So
that's cool. Yeah. Let me see. So Poison Jab is gonna deal more energy. I think Cacturn, it helps it a little, but it's still, its defense stats are just super low. So I don't think it's gonna help it that much. But it does make it a little more interesting with Poison Jab, Grass Knot, and either Dynamic Punch or Dark Pulse. So that could be fun.
I think it's somewhat of a meme Pokemon, but I think Parasect now having cross poison may help a little bit.
That would be how would you feel if you went up against a Parasect and then lost that battle? Like, you would just be like,
yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those that you're just like, oh man, did I just really lose to that?
Another one that might be interesting, Poison Fang is Mighty Enna, if I'm saying that right.
The
one dog that's been
the dog? Yeah, that's been all over the place.
Yeah. Because now if it's 100% chance to decrease the opposing Pokemon's defense stat and having Ice Fang as its fast move, I mean it can chunk. Depending on if you're up against a flyer or something that's weak with grass. Maybe.
That could be fun. So there's one Pokemon besides Ariados that I think is going to benefit greatly from this move change. And that is Tentacruel. So Tentacruel has been literally handcuffed by the fact that its fast moves were poison fast moves. It doesn't have a water fast move at all. It actually only has one water type move, and that's Hydro Punch or Hydro Pump. That's the only water type move that this Pokemon has. And this Pokemon walls Azumarill, like, because of its typing and its moveset. But because it was so incredibly slow to get to any of its charge moves, like, you maybe saw it once in a while, like someone who was trying to be spicy, but you really didn't see it. Before the move update, its key wins Azumarill, Alolan Marowak, Defense Deoxys, Toxicroak, and Abomasnow. So that's before. Now you add this whole thing, so you're going to run... It has fast moves, either Poison Jab or Acid. So Acid didn't get a buff, but Poison Jab did. So now it's going to deal more damage. Then you've got Sludge Wave, Acid Spray, Blizzard, and Hydro Pump. So your Acid Spray now requires less energy. And they didn't do anything with Sludge Wave, which is fine. But I think it just boosted this thing up as well.
So would it be like more of a bait move instead? Because before, you know, when you use like acid spray, like that thing was like a lot of energy. So you're like, let me go with the other move instead. So now, like, are you going to be running like, obviously you're not going to be running double poison. So I feel like you probably need to go like Hydro Pump.
Yeah. For the, I guess the stab.
Yeah.
What's the energy difference between Hydro Pump and Blizzard?
I feel like I'm pretty sure Blizzard's more, but I feel like I wouldn't go for Blizzard just because I already have like poison. jab and an acid spray. I mean, like with that on top of the poison jab, it adds up. But I'm sure, like, what is it? A hydro pump is 75 energy versus the blizzard bean. Actually, 100? No, it's the same.
Yeah,
it's but the same. You get stab. For hydro pump. So
yeah,
and then you wouldn't necessarily get like walled versus like maybe like a Stunfisk or something like that.
Maybe during Remix Cup when we see those Altarias.
Oh yeah,
an ultra remix. I'll throw that Tentacruel with the blizzard.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too, because an ultra is gonna have some nice play.
Yeah, because you definitely don't want to run it with hydro pump and go against an Altaria. Because
oh man, that's just gonna be like horrible.
But it's gonna make people think now. Like when you see it, like it's gonna make you think, like, oh, is this thing running a hydro pump or blizzard? Like.
They might not catch on like the first few days, but then they'll be like thinking about it. So make sure they run it the first few days and then no one knows about it.
Yep. So there's that. Was there one, Dino, that you saw like a Pokemon? I had my Ariados and then, you know, we brought up Tentacruel.
I actually kind of wanted to run Nidoqueen because a lot of people started mentioning it to it, and like it just like caught my attention, like versus like all the Pokemon that had it. Like it's just that you want to try to run something like that's not really seen in whatever league it is, you know, if it is for Ultra or Great League. Just because if you run a Pokemon that doesn't have, like, it's not seen that much, you don't know the moves it has, and it confuses the opponent. It can potentially like make you win the matches because they shield something that they didn't need to shield. So I like to run Pokemon like the first few days that nobody really knows the moves on. Like, and a lot of people don't. Like, a lot, I know that I've only run Nidoking and Nidoqueen on Silph Cups. So like seeing it in open Great League or anything related to Great League, it's just like, or even Ultra, you just don't see that. You don't see any of those. So that's another reason why I want to. And I'm pretty sure, didn't they add a move on Nidoqueen too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it makes it even that much more of a reason for me to run it.
Yeah, they added Poison Fang to it. So that's a charge move that has 100% decrease. And I think before it has Earth Power. Mm-hmm. So this will be, you know, I think a better option than Earth Power.
Yeah, because before they had like, it was suggested to run Poison Jab, Earth Power, Stone Edge, and you can honestly run Earth Power and something else. It's just like depending, I guess, what cup it is. But I feel like now that it added that plus Poison Jab being getting buffed, it has more of a play, especially even though like this is a Pokemon that is ground, I think it can still beat Azu. If you were to do it in like open Great League or maybe any cup that you see a lot of Charmers that we mentioned that remix, you're going to see a lot of Charmers because, you know, a lot of Sunfisk, a lot of Steels are out of there.
Yeah. There's another one that I saw on the list that Dom sent us, Vespiquen.
Yeah.
So Vespiquen.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too.
Normally, you're running it with Fury Cutter, X Scissor, Power Gem. Now, because it has Poison Sting, you can run Poison Sting either X Scissor or Fel Stinger, I guess, one of those bait moves, and then your Power Gem, and give it a lot more coverage now that it has a poison move that's actually like good.
Yeah, because like it will have play against dark Pokemon still, and even Azu with that poison sting, it might, you know, do some chunk damage if you do get that buff with Fel Stinger. So it's gonna be a little scary.
Or, you know, if you want to get real spicy with it, you could run like a Signal Beam, which does a debuff on, or like a Bug Buzz debuff on the opponent, and then, you know. So I think this helps a lot. I feel like it's helped more bug type get better when I'm kind of like looking at the list, I see a lot more bug typing that like bug poison that it's been helping. But I think this is going to put all those fairy Pokemon in check, those charm users in check. It's going to make them think twice about running that out there.
What about Quillfish?
I was just looking at that.
Because, like, I don't know how well it'll still put up a fight versus, like, Bastiodon and Stunfisk, but, like, if it charges up quicker, the charge moves, you know, it has Aqua Tail. So, like, when I think about, like, Aqua Tail, who's the one that is, like, spams Aqua Tail now? And I think, I don't know if it's Great League or... Yeah,
Dragonair.
Is it Gyarados?
Dragonair or Gyarados.
Oh, Dragonair.
And Gyarados, yep. And Gyarados.
And Gyarados, that it gets to it pretty quick, and that's with, like, Dragon Breath. Mm-hmm. And imagine with, like, Poison Sting, you know, how fast it will get to it. It can spam it, and it has Sludge Wave, so, like, it'll definitely, I feel like it'll be a slightly better. Probably depending on, like an energy gains versus, like Stunfisk and Bastiodon, but I still think it'll be nice and definitely, like, put up some shields.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty interesting pool of moves. Aqua Tail, Ice Beam, Sludge, Felt Stinger, Acid Spray. I mean, you can definitely see Poison Sting with Aqua Tail, Acid Spray, or at least with a nuke move instead.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. I think that's going to be a lot of different Pokemon that are going to be gaining a lot of attention.
Yeah. Golbat just got a little more dangerous too.
Mm-hmm.
With Poison Fang now dealing 100% on the debuff. Like, imagine you get hit with the Poison Fang, you get debuffed, and then you come back like three charge fast moves later and get hit with a Shadow Ball.
Which, actually, like, now that this poison move comes into play, I wonder, it's a legacy move, if Omnis Wins would be maybe more viable, because you get to that energy a little bit quicker too. And if you can lower their attack a little, or their defense now, Omnis Wind, it can be a little bit more, I don't know, prevalent.
Well, you get the boost.
If you get the boost too, yeah. But it is a legacy move, so I don't know if it's worthy, but just throwing it out there.
I think I would have to have another, because my Golbat's already like a rank 3. I would have to find... I wouldn't want to mess with that and do something to hurt it. But yeah, I mean, so for the most part, I know everyone was like, I think in the chat was saying like, oh my gosh, we're going to have a 3-hour episode because of all this. But I don't really see... That's pretty much like some of the major ones that are benefit from this. I'm sure there's going to be more that pop up that we haven't looked at. I know, like, Alolan Grimer was getting thrown out there, which I think it's already, like, a beast at you know, maxed out at level 50, but, you know, I think it's going to make it, you know.
I think, who was it? Poke, aka, posted a video, I believe, on him for the Kanto Cup.
Yeah, I saw it.
I don't know if Dom saw it or... You guys saw it?
I saw it, yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, he posted it. I was like, oh, man, it's funny because I think... was it Peter in the chat that was using it?
Mm-hmm.
And after he mentioned it, like, all of a sudden I saw so many people using it. I'm like, okay, Peter, you're first one to use it. So it was cool to see it because I didn't even like think twice to do it. And I'm like, you're crazy, you know, for powering it up. And then now everyone's doing a video on it and it got that buff now.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, I think that's it. I think we covered it pretty well. You guys got anything to add?
I think just to have fun with season 8. I mean, I think even with the next month or two coming up, there's a lot of stuff. Just take advantage of it.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of time with, especially with like the GBL night, like since we're just 3 of them, we have those so much time now. Like it literally, we have 3 months plus those 3 nights. It's just like so much time now. I feel like I have a good feeling we're going to have a lot of new legends this season.
Yeah. I think it's going to be...
Including Astro.
It's going to be... Yeah, let's see. Fingers crossed. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the season a lot. And I was thinking about maybe trying to stream Thursday on the GBL night, but then I realized that like every single person that streams on Twitch is going to be streaming that night, and no one wants to watch me play over like watching King or something like that, so I'll leave it to them. You know, I'll give them, I won't steal their 5 viewers that would come watch us. I feel like
Dom was thinking about doing the same or no.
I mean, I'm going to do the set, so why not just be on stream and do it? Who knows? You have to understand, too, most streamers, they are at different times. So I think King is an hour behind us.
He's in Canada, right?
It depends where.
So don't get discouraged now. I think you're right.
We get an hour of streaming before, but then I got to go up against you, and that's not going to happen. we got to look at our schedule, because I know one thing that me and Dino were talking about was definitely doing a lot more with our Twitch account, and we're just trying to figure out, like, iron out some of those things. And who knows, maybe Dom will be involved a lot more with some of those as well, because he is the streaming king. Like, he knows the ins and outs of this stuff.
Yep. Helped us a lot with our first streams that we had.
I don't have anything else. How about you guys?
Nothing. We'll just make sure to just include that one post about, you know, the rewards. But yeah, just have fun with the season, you know. A lot of people got stressed the previous season not being able to hit their marks, you know. I even, you know, didn't hit some, like, most of my goals, if not all of them, that we set in the beginning of season 7. You know, but it is what it is. Just a game. Have fun. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I guess that's a show. Next week, we'll probably do more on, definitely dive deeper into Venture Cup and the Sylph stuff that's going on, since we didn't really do that.
And I start asking if you guys have any questions, you know. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. This week was crazy. It's even Dino messaged me. He's like, are you alive? Like...
Yeah.
I went back to work this weekend, and it was a madhouse. So this coming, everything's back to normal now. So, all right. So I guess that's a show. So I'm going to, you know, want to give a special thank you to all of our patrons, to JD Mojo Jojo and Mr. Batflick at our supporter tier, Kingflip Papa Rec at producers, Wildcat Dad, our Discord admin. You can follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. Email us at BTWPVP@gmail.com. We have Patreon and a merch store. You know, we have those links on our Twitter bio. Dom, you want to go ahead and plug your stuff, your streams and all that?
Yep, you can still find me on YouTube and Twitch at Pogo Doms. That's PogoDommMMZZ. Same thing on Twitter too.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's it. You know, we'll be back next week and may or may not have Dom. It depends on how much he wants to join us. So it depends on how much he wants to wake
no
up.
No pressure, Dom.
So, I just want to thank everyone for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
And I am Dino El Mágico.
I'm Pogo Doms. And until next time, good luck and get good.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.